Good day, friends and enemies, and welcome to the Lavender Ladies Podcast. We have quite a thrilling story to tell you, but before we get along too far, a warning. This podcast contains swearing and themes of violence, drugs, sex, organized crime, torture, and murder. Listener discretion is advised. And now, without any further ado, our story begins in the big city, Olympus.
Porsche, I'm so glad you could make it.
Miss Starvish, so good to see you again.
Hello, Porsche. You as well?
Haven, what the fuck's going on?
I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Is this about the Volkswagen dealer that just opened up? Because I've already got a deal with the owner.
Well, that's the first piece of good news I've heard today, but no, that's not what I called you here for.
What's going on?
You remember in 2013?
The one and only time I was caught?
Yes, precisely.
That was almost 6 years ago now, and not entirely my fault, if you remember.
Yes, I remember. And while it wasn't your fault, you would have won arrested. You would have won blamed.
I remember, Vinny. I was there.
Well, I'm glad your mental recall abilities are intact.
Yeah, so what's the point here?
That new officer I brought up in the last meeting, Bell, you remember that?
Yes.
He dug up the old file on the cars from 08 and has reviewed evidence from the cold case that may or may not be incriminating.
What? I thought you and Scoop and Amber took care of it.
We did. It appears that our wonderful captain of police somehow forgot to eliminate the case file.
What the fuck, Vinny?
Hey, this isn't on me. This is me hiring that new fuck.
Well, what are you gonna do about it? I bring in a lot of money to this family, Vinny. I'm pretty fucking valuable if I do say so myself. I am not going to jail. Miss Stavish, do you hear this?
Yes, Porsche, I do.
You're not gonna go to jail, Porsche.
That's what you said 6 years ago.
Was I wrong? You didn't go to jail then, and I'm not gonna let you go now.
So what are you going to do about this, then?
Well, first of all, we're going to need to strengthen your alibi. Then, we're going to send in Scoop somehow to eliminate the files. We'll have this taken care of in no time.
You better hope so. I have a deal running on my good name, I'll have you know.
By tomorrow, this is going to seem like a bad dream, alright? I just need your cooperation for a little bit, and then it'll all be over.
This is good, Porsche. Everything is under control. Let Vinny do his magic. Let's set this into motion.
And shine. We've got guests at the door.
I want death, not customers.
Then it was probably a good night. For the most part. I let you sleep in, but I need your help now. Get up.
I'm coming. As soon as the room stops spinning. Ugh. It's Let's get ready for the day, I guess.
No, it's always good to see you. Just surprising, is all.
Yeah, I've been told I've dished out a few heart attacks here and there. Well, 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 if it isn't Sleeping Beauty herself.
Good morning, Vinny.
Morning? It's nearly 12. I heard you had a fun time last night.
Yeah, it was good.
Good. It's good to have a night off every now and then.
Yeah. How has everything been?
Good. Pretty good. We miss you around the house, though.
Wait, really? I thought you'd all be mad at me.
Yeah, things aren't always the way they appear. Well, I gotta hit the road. Unfortunately, can't stay and chat. Thanks for the coffee, Hari. Oh, and, Ruby? Esther says she misses you. But you, I didn't hear that from me. I'll be seeing you.
Ruby?
Vinny, wait!
What's up?
Can you tell Astra that I miss her too?
Yeah, kid, no problem. I'll see you around.
Great job, everyone! One last thing before we go. Ruby, I'd like to see the progress you've made with the Willows dance. Seb, whenever you're ready. Excellent! And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, turn! Yes, perfect! 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, more emotion in the bowing. You're a slave to the wind, Ruby! You must go with what it says. Yes, just like that! 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Excuse me, this is a private rehearsal? Oh, Miss Stavish, I'm so sorry. My eyes are getting worse by the day.
It's no trouble, Valerie.
Yes, well, may I ask what you're doing here?
I wanted a sneak peek of my girlfriend's performance.
Ruby? Oh, I see. Well, you are just in time. We just finished up. Ruby, that was excellent! If you get a chance, please practice it through a few more times. I want to have the second act of the play completely perfect before we move on. Dismissed, everyone! And Miss Stavish, please have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
Aster?
Hello, darling.
Oh, I missed you. I'm so sorry.
I missed you too. And there's nothing to be sorry about. If anything, I should be the one apologizing. So I will. I am very sorry for what I said. I was angry. I shouldn't have acted in my anger.
I was angry too. Saying that about your mother. Saying that I'd turn you in? I would never...
It was wrong of me to call you a coward when you're one of the bravest people I know.
As long as you're not comparing me to Snape.
He wasn't brave, and we all know it. At least not like you.
I like to think I'm a little braver than he is.
You've proved you are, many times over.
That's kind of you, Aster. Are you wearing makeup?
Just to cover up a few bruises, nothing major.
Bruises?
Got into a small scuffle while we were apart, but it was nothing important.
Will you, tell me about it?
I will, but later. I'm a little ashamed of myself and am not ready to talk about that. Is that okay?
Yes, of course. I just wanted communication with you.
I think this was a learning experience for both of us.
I think we still need to talk.
I know we do.
I don't want to right now.
That's fine. We can talk whenever you're ready.
Can you just hold me for a little bit?
Of course, darling.
Hari's not super happy that I joined you for dinner, but I think they'll get over it.
Hari is upset that you're spending time with me? I would have never guessed.
They mean well, just...
overbearing?
Maybe a little.
It's good to have a friend like that, that's for sure.
You can't just show up here, dressed like that, and expect me to keep my hands to myself.
Sledge, you're so bad.
Oh, I'm bad. You're the one who comes straight into my arms when she arrives and promises a good night.
Maybe, but you're doing this wrong.
Oh, am I?
You know very well that I like your hands on my...
Ahem.
Miss Stavish! Wow, so sorry. That must have been awkward to walk in on.
Yeah. Awkward.
Sledge, this is my house.
Sure is.
So, if you're going to do things with candy, I'd appreciate if you did them in your room and keep my Boca de Lobo furniture out of your sexcapades.
Got it. Hey, Ruby. Glad to see you kicking back around here.
Hey, glad to be back.
Glad to see you sober.
Yeah, we did go a little overboard, didn't we?
A little.
Yo, food's just about ready.
Oh, Vinny cooks?
Yeah, he's really great at it.
Sorry, I have to take this. You all go ahead without me.
Okay.
Ruby, darling, how great it is to see you again.
Hey, Stoop. I missed you guys. Beak? What are you wearing?
It's one of those get-ups from the costume store.
Do you like it?
Are you going to a costume party later?
No.
Then is there a particular reason why you're dressed like a cop?
Scoop likes it. And I like to keep my girl satisfied.
Wow, this has been a very satchel night in this household.
Yeah, that's what happens when you work with a bunch of lesbians, I'm afraid. Here, mind setting out the plates? And, hey, glad to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too.
We missed you around here. Got quiet.
I thought you'd all be upset with me.
You stuck your neck out for the boss, without even knowing how or why.
With Linescu?
Yeah, you tried to defend her from him. That's pretty fucking ballsy.
Why is that? He was being so cruel.
You have no idea what kind of power that man has, and yet you'll stand up for the godmother, no questions asked. In our book, you're as good as any other Lavender Lady.
Oh, is that good?
We basically now know that you're a ride-or-die kind of gal. And as ride-or-die kind of gals ourselves, we appreciate that.
That's pretty impressive, I have to say. I wish I was there for that conversation.
Sorry about that. Vinny, it smells wonderful in here.
Thanks. Learn from the best.
You cook too?
I'm afraid I don't very well. He learned from my mother.
Ah, Sophie knew how to cook everything and anything. And while Asta and Joseph were out doing their, well, their jobs at the time, Sophie said I'd have to be ready to cook for 15 guys out of nowhere, so I'd better learn now.
That's so sweet. You should swap recipes with Hari. I bet they'd love to add more to the menu. If it tastes half as good as it smells, well, I'm sure it'll sell well in the cafe.
Let's save judgment for after grace, shall we? Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I didn't think you were very religious.
In this kind of work, you ask for forgiveness from whoever'll listen.
Especially when you have to take out an old lady.
Did you really?
No, and it's bullshit! Aster, why haven't I gotten to tackle a single old person? I've been doing this for years.
Because your targets aren't normally old, hon. And it's probably for the better.
Peek, why do you want to tackle an old person so badly?
Because that time Mr. Jerry took away my bubblegum that I paid for back in second grade. They're all crotchety old farts and hate everyone.
I'm actually curious about something else. Candy, we are so happy you're here, but it's rather unusual. You don't normally join the Thursday family dinners.
Well, I'm actually here to discuss work with Miss Stavish, but with your guest.
It's fine, Candy. Ruby can hear whatever it is.
It's not so much Ruby that I'm worried about.
What is it?
There's someone trying to deal on our turf. Someone we know.
It better not be who I think it is.
It's Bobby.
God damn it! That bitch! After everything my father and I did to help her get clean, she's out selling drugs? That fucking... Candy, Sledge, I want you to go get her now. Bring her here, whatever it takes. I gotta call Dad.
Who won the bet on Bobby going back to drugs?
I believe that was me.
Do you guys bet on everything?
Yes, but it's only on things we're certain we'll win. I get half of those winnings, Scoop.
Man, I really thought she'd OD before she was caught.
You two better get going. Nasta's livid.
Oh, I should come with you.
You should?
Yeah. Bobby seemed to like me at the party. Maybe I can help with some peaceful negotiations.
Liked you?
I don't know if this is a good idea. She's on 7th?
Yeah, that's where I last saw her.
Yeah, 7th's a rough part of town. I think it'd be safer for you to stay put here.
Actually, I think Ruby's got a point.
What? What makes you say that?
Well, Bobby doesn't expect her, and news has gotten around that she and Asta are on a break. I'm sure it'll either piss her off or get her quietly in the car.
Yes, let's go!
You know something? I'd like just one family dinner where my kielbasa doesn't get to be leftovers.
Tough shit. Pass the sauerkraut.
Lady, I've said I'm not buying.
Oh, come on. You know you need this.
I said no. You're not my normal girl. I don't know you. I don't trust you. You might be a cop.
I'm not, baby. It's all good. You can even check and see if I'm wearing a wire.
Swindling people out of their stash again, huh, Bobby?
Sledge, what a pleasant surprise. You wait right there for me while I finish this deal.
Nuh-uh. That blonde girl over there is the only one I'll buy from. I'll be back next week, Candy. Can you make sure Pushy over here minds her old business?
Of course, Carl. Sorry about all this.
Wait. Wait! Ugh! You cost me a customer, you skank!
Easy, Bobby. You're on our turf, remember?
Aster doesn't own the street, darling. I'm allowed to sell wherever I want.
You damn well know you're not. You trying to start a war?
What would you know, you rat-faced bitch?
Hey, why don't we all watch the insults?
And what the fuck are you doing here? Aster's little... well, old side piece. She get bored of you. I always knew she was a player.
Hey, she is not.
But to trail you along for so long, pretty cruel, even for her.
We were on a break, and now everything's fine.
And besides, Bobby, it's not like you can hold any kind of relationship, so maybe you should watch your mouth.
What did you just say to me? You think you know what's going on between me and Sledge?
Nothing! There's fucking nothing going on between us!
Not anymore. But one day...
one day you'll gross her out so much she'll actually vomit.
You fucking whore!
All right. Let's calm down. Bobby, Aster wants to know why you're selling drugs.
Because my fucking boss told me to? And who the fuck do you think you are?
Enough, Bobby. You're coming back to the house with us.
The hell I am!
Come on, Bobby, let's not do this.
Let's not do what? You started this. You fucking attacked me. I'm not going to Aster's.
Bobby, don't make me make you.
Oh, but what if I liked that, Sledge? What if I wanted you to make me?
All right, enough of this. Get in the car.
Let go of me, you home-wrecking slut!
Fuck.
Bobby, what the hell?
God damn it, Bobby!
Are you all right, Dandy?
Yeah, just nicked the inside of my cheek. God, what a bitch.
Well, I know one thing's for sure. Aster's not gonna be fucking pleased about this.
Yeah. Especially now that she's gonna have to talk to Zambini.
It's gonna be a long night.
The Lavender Ladies Podcast is a Goose Thunder Network produced podcast and made possible through listeners like you. The Lavender Ladies was written and created by Megan McLenathan and was edited by Jade, Hannah, and Molly Ray. The Lavender Ladies theme song was composed and performed by Benny James. The audio editing for The Lavender Ladies was done by Hannah. The voices you heard in today's episode in order of appearance are as follows. The voice of Vinny was Dylan. The voice of Porsche was Eris. The voice of Aster was Megan. The voice of Scoop was Jade. The voice of Ruby was Cole Burkhart. The voice of Hari was Jory Taylor. The voice of Valerie was Serena Bailey. The voice of Candy was Lee Francis. The voice of Carl was Benny James. The voice of Bobby was Saren Paolelli DiPizzo. The voice of the introducer was myself, Benny James. For more information on the Lavender Ladies, please check out our new website, www.thelavenderladiespodcast.com. Follow us on Tumblr at thelavenderladies.tumblr.com and our Twitter at lavenderladypod. If you've enjoyed our story and would like to help support it, please consider donating to our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/thelavenderladies. Or please consider supporting us through Patreon. Monthly donations include rewards such as access to early scripts, specifically recorded thank you messages, and our $10 and higher donations include merchandise rewards. Thank you for your support.